In Uganda, 40% of the people have to walk 30 minutes or more for clean water. Two-thirds of the world's population could face water shortages by 2025. Do something today. Your gift could help install a Jesus well, providing water for an entire village for 25 years. Gospel for Asia has installed 30,000 of these wells, and they need your help to give life to thirsty people. Join Truth Network in supporting this cause. Go to truthnetwork.com or call 855-573-7351. Let's bring the living water to the world.
This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explored manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Some have one child, some have 10. I have a friend that has 14 children. I played golf the other day with one who has 12 siblings raised by a single mom. But what about 10,000, over 10,000 children? Wait, what? Not possible, Nikita. Wait till you hear today's story.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. I have a special guest, just recently met my guest at the NRB, the National Religious Broadcasting Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. It's the really kind of the Super Bowl of broadcasting when it comes to the Christian world. But Milton Wallace, welcome to the Man Up Show.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here this morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I am grateful for you for many reasons. We're going to jump into to some of your story here and let folks know who you are and what you're doing and that you and I are going to have it appears to be a long-term friendship here and relationship based on that meeting in Nashville. But we'll get into that in a moment. But for our listeners out there, Milton, where are we? Where are you based out of? Let's just start with that.
Okay. I am located in a small town in East Texas called Chandler, Texas. It's right outside of Tyler, Texas.
Right outside of Tyler. And now, why have I heard of Tyler, Texas? Is there a university there or?
Well, there's a few universities, University of Texas and a Texas college. Those are two. And a junior college called Tyler Junior College. But most people know Tyler now because of Earl Campbell and the Tyler Rose. That's generally how they know about Tyler.
Earl Campbell, there's a name from the past for all you football fans out there. Man, what a beast he was back in his day. I think he had some of the biggest thighs, I think, on the planet in his time. But, oh, my gosh, what a running back. And, I am familiar with you said the junior college, right?
Yeah, Tyler Junior College. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I played a little JUCO ball back in my day. Some do know that, some don't know that. But I seem to remember them being in the National Junior College football polls.
Right.
Because, obviously football in Texas is pretty big, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, Tyler Junior College and Henderson County Junior College, which are kind of weird in between those two locations, they usually have pretty good football teams. A lot of the kids go on from there to the major colleges.
Yeah, play four-year. And of course, high school football. I mean, I was blown away by some of the high school football stadiums I saw, Milton. I mean, 10,000-seater stadiums and even bigger.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, when they say everything's bigger in Texas, they aren't kidding.
Well, yeah, football is king here in Texas, and it is one of the main game. You want to get people out and get them together. Football is the drawing card.
That's pretty amazing. Now, Now, Milton, were you born and raised in Texas, or you're just living in Texas?
No, I'm born and raised here in Chandler. My mother was a school teacher, and my father worked for Curtis Mathis, where they made the televisions. My mother was a teacher, and I actually went to school in Terrell, Texas, which is about 50 miles from here, but that's the home of Jamie Foxx. People know it as the home of Jamie Foxx. And so I went to school there. But, yeah, this is where I was born, you know, raised in this area.
So have you lived there your whole life then?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, I was around working other places with my, as an administrator, my job that I had. But basically, I've been in Texas, the Northeast Texas, all my life.
Wow. Born and raised. That's pretty amazing. And siblings?
No siblings at all. I'm an only child. A lot of people say, well, we know you were spoiled. No, not with my father. He believed in work. No, there was no time to be spoiled. You had to work every day. And he expected you to work as hard as he did. So, you know, there was no time to lay around and, you know, just have a good time. No.
So he instilled in you, what I'm hearing is, he instilled in you a real work ethic.
Most definitely. And I really appreciate that now. You know, back then I didn't understand it and was always upset because we were always doing something. But, you know, as I've gone through life and had my experiences, it has really paid off in the long run.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Well, there is something to say about laying that foundation, right? For those parents who have done that very thing, right? That didn't, you might say, you know, hand a silver platter to their children, but actually made them. I used to say this, Milton. You can probably relate to this. I would imagine. Like I would, like my children would come to me and you know, with their hand out, you know, want $20 or something. I would say, well, there's money in the vault, but you holding your hand out doesn't open the vault. And they're like, right. Well, like, what do you mean, Dad? Like, what? And it took a while for them to first grab hold of this concept. I go, always remember this. You'll learn more by what you earn than by what you're given.
That's true.
You'll learn more by what you earn than what you're given. Now, that's not to say I didn't give my children things. I did. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying out there in listening land. But I, like your dad, wanted to teach my children the work ethic, to work and earn a living and earn what you acquire and achieve. And so they would go, okay, so how can I earn $20? Dad, I'm like, well, you know, the grass needs cutting, or this needs done, or I would have something, even if I had to just come up with, say, hey, stuff these envelopes with this brochure, right? Something that would imprint in their mind, I had to earn this $20. It wasn't just handed to me. And I say all that to say, you know, you might catch on, this is my proud dad moment here, but you might catch on that all four of my girls have a real work ethic. Now, they have good husbands that provide as well, but not one of them have been afraid to go out and work and earn a living and support and take care of their families. And so,
well, that's great.
Yeah, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. So Milton, what about yourself? So children, or tell us, you know, your family.
Well, being honest, I have no children.
Okay.
My wife and I, we had three miscarriages. She had three miscarriages. And at that point, we just decided it wasn't, you know, going to be, and we didn't want to continue to put ourselves through that.
Yeah.
So at that point, we just said, okay, we give up on this part at least and just keep moving in life.
Well,
so that was the deal with that.
I understand. Well, and I had experienced some of those as well. And I like to say it this way. I envision, just bear with me here, but I envision, and for those out there listening, maybe you've, you know, suffered through some miscarriages of your own, but, you know, I'm reminded, Milton, of the scripture that, you know, several scriptures come to mind, you know, Psalm 139, where God said, I knew you before you were ever even formed or fashioned in your mother's womb. And so I just envision for you, myself, and others who've experienced miscarriage, that there'll come a day because God, you know, in his sovereignty, for whatever reason, they weren't born, but nevertheless, I feel like one day I'm going to meet those children who he knew before they were ever formed or fashioned in their mother's womb. And so I hold on to that, and I look forward to that one day. So that said, I mean, so did you guys have any pets or anything, any dogs or cats?
No. Well, no, I really didn't have time, to be honest, to raise, deal with pets anyway. I'm not a dog fan or a cat either. I mean, my father had a dog. Cats, they were around, but I've just never had any personal ones to take care of. I was a high school principal, so I raised about 10,000 kids anyway over the years that I worked. I did that for 30 years. I was a principal for 25 of the 30 years. So I sat down and figured out it was over about 10,000 kids.
Wow.
That I went through my system while I was principal of the school. And I said, well, you know, I had an impact on those children, and it shows up now, you know, when I see them and talk to them and things like that. So I go with that as my, my accomplishments from that standpoint.
Yeah. In a sense, I guess what we call that, like a surrogate family, right? I mean, so,
right.
I mean, over 10,000 students that you had the opportunity to impact I'm sure there's numerous highlights. So you have students, Milton, that you will cross paths with or run into that you know, Mr. Wallace, right? They come up to you and go and tell you a story of how you impacted their life.
Right. Well, yeah. And I was a math teacher to start with, and they, you know, the kids, they thought I was tough, but what I found is those 5 or 6 years that I taught the math, most of those students, their jobs that they went into were math-related type jobs. A lot of them did. I didn't realize the impact I had until Facebook came along and I started reaching out. You know, they reach out to me. I'd reach out to them. They tell me what they were doing. And I would see, you know, that. And a lot of them, even now when I see them, some of the things that I taught them, they come back and recite them back to me. All these 40-something years now ago lets me know that what I said to them or what I taught them had an impact, you know, on them. And some of them, you know, to the point that one or two of them have become like my godchildren. I've had to, you know, step in and stand in for their parents as their parents went on and passed on or whatever the situation might be.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
There's no telling the ripple effect of that, right? I mean, how we just do, none of us know, right? None of us know the ripple effect of when we encounter somebody, whether it's being a math teacher, a principal, out there in the workplace, in the workforce, a parent, you know, just the impact and the influence we have on others. And I'm convinced, Milton, maybe you are as well, that we'll never fully know that the repercussions of that or the impact of that until we get to heaven one day and then find out just how much an influence we had on other people, right?
Right. Well, that's true because, you know, little things come up along the way. I'll run into the students and it's just amazing. One of the young men, where I was principal, it was about, I'd say two and a half hours from here. Well, two of them, as a matter of fact, the two of these students that I had in my school And when I retired and moved back to Chandler, who did I run into when I got here? They were both here in town or connected to people I knew in town here. And it was just like, oh, I thought I had seen you all for the last time. But I see them all the time now, you know, and they're constantly, we talk about the old days and things, you know, I keep up with their family and their parents and things like that. So again, you just never know what impact you have on kids or on, you know, or what, you know, their daily lives, because it comes back years later in other ways.
That's a pretty cool story. And I'm just envisioning, you know, as you're talking about, you know, when you were a math teacher and kind of hard on the kids, I'm like, well, of course you were. Your dad was tough with you, and so you're going to be tough with all those surrogate children of your own, right? All of your students, right, that you had in your right class year in and year out. And what did you enjoy? Let me ask you this. What did you enjoy most about being a principal? Anything that stands out for you?
I was able to make a difference in so many kids' lives. You know, that was to see them be successful was my big deal. You know, I really enjoyed seeing them do well or accomplish things that they had. You know, they tell me what their dreams were, to see them to be able to accomplish those dreams and goals. Graduation for some, that was a big day for me, because some of them, you know, going across the stage, being able to know that they made it, knowing the struggles that they had to go through to get there and to see them make it. So it was a very rewarding opportunity for me, you know, in teaching the principal, all of it. Well, you know, a lot of people said, well, it was a, you know, that's a hard job. And it is, but it was very rewarding to see, you know, the success. And the kids used to call me Mr. Clark from, the TV movie and all like that. But they, you know, they say, you just is tough. And I told them, I said, well, you know, I'm just here to support you, to help you to be the best person you can be. We're going to, you know, give you the good foundation so that when you leave here, you can go anywhere in this world and be successful. And like I said, I've seen a lot of success from the kids. And I had the unique opportunity to actually be the principal of two high schools at one time. Our town was going through transition in Denton, Texas, where I was principal. We were growing, and they were trying to work out moving from one school to two. So I ended up, in the long run, being the principal of two schools, two high schools at once. I was really proud of that, because I don't think very many people have been able to do that or have had that opportunity.
Wow, that's quite an accomplishment. And the word that was popping in my head as you were speaking was the word rewarding. It sounds like what you did was very rewarding. Well, let me ask you before we transition here, one more question related to that. And so what would you say, so a lot of rewarding things, what would you say was the hardest part about being a principal, whether it's one or both school, or just say even one school, what was the hardest part about being a principal?
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Believe it or not, the hardest part about being a principal was dealing with the parents. It wasn't, the kids were not the problem. I had a good relationship with them, and the parents really were not either. They were very supportive, and I loved them to death. But let me just rephrase, not parents, adults, because the system was run by adults. And sometimes, you know, it wasn't what was best for the kids. It was what was, you know, best for the system, you know, to make the system work. And to me, that hindered a lot of opportunities and growth for the kids. So I always had to try to be the transition piece in there to try to make sure that the kids got what they really needed, and also be able to meet the standard from the state and the requirements and all those things. That was the part that was the killing part, was dealing with the adult side of things that you had to deal with.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Well, let me transition here and segue because you're in media, multimedia. I mentioned kind of the top of the show. We met at the NRB in Nashville, Tennessee, at the broadcasting convention there, and you run and operate All Nations TV, and. So a couple questions. How did you transition into that? You founded that, and or give us a little backdrop on All Nations TV.
Let me just tell you about that. That was it had to be God, first off, because this was not what my plan was. My plan was to teach school for 30 years, and then I was going to retire. At the end of that 30th year, in April, my father passed. So I had to. I was going to have to retire anyway because my mother could not live by herself. So I had made plans to move back into the area and everything. So when he passed, I just moved in with her to make sure that, you know, she got the proper care that she needed. My goal was that when I retired, I was going to be a travel agent and I was going to see the world and travel till I was 65 and just enjoy life for that was 14 years or so. And, but God had a different plan. And so I was here, and one of my friends, he was running the local cable in the area, the local cable religious station. He'd been doing that, and so he decided that he didn't want to do it anymore. And so he sold it to one of his friends, and he was out of it. So we you know, stayed in touch. So then he told me that there was a new product coming out called Roku that he had read about and really thought that it was going to be a big deal, and that, you know, we really need to try to jump on that. And I told him, I know nothing about TV. I don't need to be involved in that.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
I said, because I can't contribute anything to that. And he said, oh, come on. You can be involved. So I told him, I said, well, if you got other people involved, which he had two other partners, and then he said, well, you come in and be a silent partner. So I said, okay, that's what I'll do. And so I did that. And in the process of time, him and the other two, they were still working jobs. And I was the only one who was retired. So at that time, more and more things started happening that I needed to address and deal with. And it got more and more in where I had to take on more and more responsibility to the point that the other said, well, you know, since you're doing this, we'll just let you do it. So that's kind of how I ended up being at the head of everything,
right,
is because I've just kind of fallen into the position. You God has moved the chess pieces around,
yeah,
and got me in that spot, you know. And so I love it. You know, I never would have thought I would have enjoyed this, but I really do, because it gives me an opportunity to meet people, to make a difference in their lives, to promote God's word, all those things. And that's what's so dear to me.
Well,
being able to help people.
That's amazing. Well, two words you said that I want to highlight, but God. And I just had to laugh because, you know, you're like, I never would have thought I'd ever be doing this. And boy, and I can relate to that. I mean, you know, I never thought I'd be an evangelist, never thought I'd, you know, be doing men's conferences and camps and have a TV show and a radio show and a podcast and write books. And I never thought, but God, right? I mean, you had a 30-year plan. You're going to sail off in the sunset and be a travel agent. I thought, I'm going to play pro football for 10 years, go into coaching for 20 years, and then sail off into the sunset, right? But God, right? Well, that's pretty amazing. So, and the network's been around for 10 years? Is that right?
10 years. Yeah, we started in 2012.
Yep.
And so now it's been 10 years and a few months. And, you know, we wanted to do it without, you know, we didn't go out looking for a lot of sponsors and different things like that. But, you know, we wanted them, but we weren't going to compromise what we were trying to do, and that was to get God's word out. We were not going to do that, and we wanted to make sure that we gave the people that were just getting started or the smaller ministries an opportunity to be seen and heard. That was one of our big goals. So we tried to stay true to that through what we do. Plus, we wanted to make sure that by our name, All Nations TV, that we were appealing to the whole nation. So we even had a unique way we set up our time slots so that we can relate and adjust to the time areas that people are in.
Well, and which is one of the reasons I'm grateful, one, for this conversation, two, that I met you in Nashville, because you're going to you're going to be airing, you know. So I got the Man Up Radio Show that we're talking on today, and of course the podcast. But just a few months ago, I was in the process of filming the Man Up TV show, and you graciously said we'd love to air that show, and so that's launching on All Nations TV, the Man Up TV show, which you're going to air that, as you just mentioned, multiple times. I think four different times each week. So that's in all the different markets around the nations. And which is exciting, because like our podcast, the last count was downloaded in 64 different countries. And so
wonderful.
I'm excited for your network. Tell us real quick, we're almost out of time, but some of the different programming, and I know you guys have won a bunch of awards. I pulled up one here. You won a Kingdom Image Award in 2019. You were nominated by a media outlet and won the Kingdom 2019 Kingdom Image Award. So, but tell our listeners some of the programming, maybe a couple of the accolades, and how AllNationsTV.com, right, is where they're going to find all the programming, the Man Up Show and all your other programming. But take a minute and tell us about some of the other programming and some of the accolades you guys have won, Milton.
Okay. Well, one of the things that we, like I said, we pride ourselves in is that we are out to support the ministries, no matter how big or how small you might be, just to help you get that foundation and get started. We have shows on with Tony Evans and Perry Ellis and some of the others from around the country, but we also have some of the local smaller ministries in our area and around the country that are part of what we do. So we also have some cooking shows. We have one show was called Bible or Babel type things, where it was like a contest, kind of game show type of thing. And so we have some children's shows as well. So we try to make it where it's appealing for the family. We have good quality, wholesome type of programming for family. We got a few shows coming in. Matter of fact, we're getting ready to broadcast from the NRB, their award show for the films and movies and things like that. We're going to be broadcasting that. So we try to reach all the different facets of people that are out there that, you know, love God and care about the family. And so we have community oriented shows as well. So like I said, we do that. We try to reach the communities around the country, around the world. And the way we did that is that we set up our time schedule. Those four different times of the week, the show will be on all four that same time every week. But we did it in such a way so that it staggers, so that you might be on at 2 a.m. one day in the time that you're in.
Right.
But the next time it might be 8 a.m.
Right.
Or that way. So that way it's not, you know, it's not the same time. And if I lived in China, it might be day. I want to make it where it's daylight, where people, right, that when they get off work, they can see it,
yep,
without having to stay up to 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And I think that's one of the unique things that we do.
Well, and I'm so quite a variety of programming, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right? And
24/7.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All Nations TV, allnationstv.com, Milton Wallace. And man, I hope you've enjoyed his story today. And I'm excited and really humbled at the same time that you guys are going to be airing the new Man Up TV show. And so grateful and feel blessed, Milton. Thank you so much for that opportunity. And we're gonna direct a lot of people your way, and hopefully you're gonna pick up a lot more viewers. AllNationsTV.com, the Man Up Show TV show. And Milton, thank you so much for sharing some of your story today. Fascinating.
Thank you as well. And I want to say one last thing is that if they have Roku, they can also see it. We have an All Nations TV Roku channel as well. So they'll be able to see it there as well.
All right. So head on over to Roku if you have that. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Man Up Show radio version with yours truly, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov. Shatoita.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to Kolov.net and donate today.
If you would like to support Kolov for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.kolov.net. and donate today.
This is the Truth Network.